We're going to switch gears now, and we're going to talk about eating. We're going to talk about a new restaurant on Main Street. In studio with us now is Charles O'Brien. He is the manager of Crystal Park Cantina at 412 Main Street. That address may sound familiar. There was a restaurant there prior called Bistro 412. So, Charles, welcome to Mound Money.
Thank you very much.
So, when did you guys open, and what's tell our audience what the venue is, what the menu mainly focuses on?
All right, basically what we have going on is Crystal Park Cantina is almost 3 weeks old. We will be 3 weeks this Wednesday. We took the space over the beginning of April and transformed it. It took about 7 weeks to transform it to our specifications. And we decided to make a cantina, so Mexican food in Park City, Utah. Fresh, organic Mexican. Organic, free-range, cage-free. Just the things that we like about Mexican food without going a little too crazy on the cheeses and the sauces and this, that, and the other. Just make it a really nice, healthy, comfortable meal for you.
I was telling Doug that I had lunch there on Friday with a friend of mine, and the salsa, excellent. Chips, excellent. And we had the seasonal veggie quesadilla.
Okay.
Because we were trying to eat light, and the veggies on the quesadilla were wonderful. So that was really good. And prices seem reasonable. So
that was a key component to our places. Park City can, let's be honest, Park City can be rather expensive in some cases, and this is something that we wanted to avoid. So most of our menu, with the exception of one item, is $20 or less.
And I asked you about the local deals, because you see a lot of two-for-one deals, and you had a great answer to that question.
I don't believe in devaluing our product. All right, we do not believe that, and that's not to be rude to anyone else. But I think that our product can stand up, and being that reasonable $20 or less aspect is something that we wanted to do.
Now, every now and then, there's different events here in Park City where the restaurants get together. Mm-hmm. We just did Savor the Summit in the fall. I forget what they call it, but they have like this fixed price menu.
Yes, the price fixed menu.
Dine around.
Dine around. Thank you. That I love doing, as I do also Savor the Summit. Do you see yourself participating in those in the future?
I think on a community aspect, that's something that we could visit. But at this time, we're just trying to get along and open up and get going. But, I mean, that's something we could definitely see ourselves. We could visit the idea.
In Crystal Park Cantina, there's another one in Colorado.
That is correct. Yes, the original one started by Justin Armour 8 years ago is in Manitou Springs. So Colorado Springs, Colorado.
And how long has that been there?
8 years.
8 years, and so been pretty successful, I'm guessing, if they decided
successful.
To open
Actually,
a second.
In Colorado Springs, it's considered the best Mexican restaurant in Colorado Springs by a lot of different publications and such.
And how did Park City end up as your premium choice for your second opening?
Well, aside of being an absolutely amazing place, Doug Illman and Alan Galliano, who are co-owners with Justin Armour, the three of them got together. Doug Illman, he was the original. He originally opened up Harry's 20 years ago. Okay. And he wanted to come back into Park City. Alan Galliano, who owns a couple of restaurants here in town, those two being the best of friends, talking to Justin, got together and just made it happen. So Dougie had the ability to come back into town and open the place up, and
So there's a lot to love about opening a new restaurant in Park City, right? There's a lot of tourists. The locals love to check out restaurants and go out to eat.
Yes.
There's also challenges, right? The
rents, definitely.
Compared to Harry's 20 years ago, rents are through the roof. And perhaps as big of a challenge is hiring your team and your staff for working. Talk to us about how you were able to staff up for the restaurant.
Well, fortunately, I do have a little bit of experience here in town, and I've been here for a few years myself.
If you don't mind, Charles, just explain that. Yes. You've worked at a couple other restaurants.
I worked with Diversified Bars and Restaurants for 15 years prior to going over to this restaurant. And I've lived in Park City for 25 years. So I've been very fortunate to know a lot of people. And the crew came to me to talk to me about coming over to our restaurant. And that didn't present the challenge so much as the front of the house didn't present the challenge as much as the back of the house has. And I think that is because we have, roughly 130 restaurants, I believe, if not more, here in this town. It's not easy to live in this town, so everybody's having to come in from Heber, Salt Lake, wherever, and that presents its challenges. So we're accommodating, and I guess all you can do is just adapt and, you know, make the most of it. And that's what we're trying to do at this time. We do have a very, very good staff, and I'm very excited to have the people that we do have. We're just muddling along and making it happen.
Charles, when I've told people about having you on the show and mentioned there's this new restaurant, because people are wondering where Bistro 412 went, and they see a new Mexican restaurant, I've heard from a couple of people, they're like, wow, another Mexican restaurant. How do we make room for another Mexican restaurant on Main Street?
And, well, there's only two at this time.
And so how is your product different from the other Mexican restaurants in town?
I believe, once again, it's about fresh. It's about fresh. It's about organic. It's about those flavors. Mexican food, a lot of times, I think, can be a little atypical, you know, covered with a bunch of cheese and just really heavy sauces and such. And that's not the direction we're going. It's so hard to describe because I'm just so in love with it. It's pure. It's light. I have people, like, I had a woman that was in there yesterday, and she was just beyond ecstatic. Cleaned her entire platter, which these are giant platters, by the way. Cleaned it up. She's like, you know what? This is the first time I've had Mexican food for a while to where I actually feel good when I'm walking away. We don't use cheeses with dyes. We don't use a ton of cheese on it. You know, I mean, if you get cheese enchiladas, you get cheese enchiladas. But you use a pure organic cheese that's not heavy on dyes, you end up with a great product. Lots of veggies, lots and lots of veggies. Booth set up. In the Mexican culture, you'll see a lot of veggies. You don't see those refried beans that come in a scoop. They're actually, you know, it's a pure product.
You know, one of the nice things about your location, too, is it's open. So people walking down Main Street can see it. I mentioned I was at Savior the Summit. We already had dinner plans for last night, but I had my 18-year-old daughter with me and her friend. And we looked, we love looking at what other people are eating, and it looked delicious. And then when I looked at the menu, I'm like, wow, this is for being on Main Street. This is very affordable. So,
yes,
you know, how do you compete with the other restaurants and the other Mexican restaurant? Well, it's as you say, having a great product at a fair price. And I think that's probably 80% of the battle, don't you?
I do. I absolutely believe that. I think I don't believe in competition. I just believe in winning. And I think that's our company motto is, let's just go ahead, give the people what they want. This is a gift to Park City, and this is a gift to the people of Park City, and we like to go ahead and consider it as such.
So you've been here 20 plus years here in Park City. How did you find out about this group when they were opening the new restaurant?
They approached me.
And how did they find out about you?
Dougie and I worked together 20 years ago with the opening of Perry O's. And I was approached as a consultant, and then we had a conversation a couple weeks later, and I severed my ties with Diversified, which I love the company. We parted ways very, 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 very well and started building this, and there you go.
So, Charles, I'm looking across the street from our studio, and I see Altitude Restaurant, and we had them on our air not too long ago. I'd say within the past 6 months about how they were redoing, what was it, Texas Reds?
They had Bandits.
Bandits, yeah.
Yes.
And it's just crushing to see local people start a business and see it end so quickly. And the restaurant business, from what I understand, is the stat correct? 85% of all new restaurants fail?
It is. Those numbers are out there, yes.
Wow.
I think in Park City, very fortunate to have people with a little bit more deep pockets to where they can keep it open a little longer.
Yeah.
I am familiar with their situation, and I do know the manager that was there alongside of people that were running the restaurant. There was a really different situation on that.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So let's call that like it is. They were only there for a couple months because there was a loss of interest.
Okay.
Okay, and that's one thing that I think is going to keep us going is our love and caring for the restaurant and for Park City.
And
when you have that love and you have that caring and just that you make that investment, people will see it.
It's a tough business. As
it is very much.
New restaurants, probably 80% plus, as you point out. Probably much higher success rate when you have a successful concept somewhere else and you port it somewhere else.
Right.
You were talking about your love and passion for the industry. What is it about the restaurant industry that gets you excited every day?
The people. It's the people. To deal with the public and to deal with them on a one-to-one basis and to see a smile at the end. that's how you do it. You got it. You got to just push forward. You got to just say, hey, you know what? You're here. You're special. All right. I'm here for you. Let's go ahead and make this happen, and let's let you leave with a very, very good experience. I think that there's a love. Once you really have to keep that love and keep it going, because I mean, once you lose it, you're going to lose the restaurant. You get bored of it. It's going to happen.
And Charles, I've talked to more employers who agree that if you can hire somebody who has worked in the food service industry, you know you're hiring a really good worker.
And on
you
all
work
sides.
Hard in the food service industry.
Yeah. On all sides. You could be, you know, a lot of my friends that are real estate now that worked in food service, they're very successful in real estate. Or, you know, whatever business they've chosen to go into. With their start in food service, it's definitely helped out.
Charles, we need to end. Anything you want to add about Crystal Park Cantina before we go?
We'd love to just spoil you. So please, take a moment and come and see us at 412 Main Street.
That's a great note to end on. We'd love to spoil you. We all like to be spoiled. So thanks for joining us. Our guest has been Charles O'Brien. He's the manager of Crystal Park Cantina at 412 Main Street. Charles, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.